With Christmas just around the corner, we've got a heartwarming story about a very special Santa who brings festive cheer to families who need it most. That's where Doorstop Santa comes in. This initiative, run by Momentum Children's Charity, brings the magic of Christmas to families across Surrey, Sussex and London. I've spoken with Momentum's CEO Sarah Woods and Ellen, mother of four-year-old Oliver, who suffers from an undiagnosed rare genetic neuromuscular disease. Ellen explains how Momentum's support has helped their family during this tough time. Hello, Sarah. Thank you so much for joining me today to talk about Momentum Children's Charity. For those who don't know about Momentum, can you start by telling us about who you support and what the charity does?
Yes, of course. So Momentum Children's Charity supports families across London, Surrey and Sussex whose children are facing cancer or a life-changing condition. And we partner with local hospitals and we offer personally tailored support to the entire family through our family support workers. And we work both in the hospital and in people's homes. And we offer practical advice and guidance, emotional support, and we basically try to find the best way possible to support every member of the family. And our services include organising counselling, creative therapies, special experiences, and respite breaks.
What role do family support workers from Momentum play for parents like Ellen who are spending days or even weeks in the hospital?
Yeah, I mean, I think what they do is really just they're there as a kind of friend, really, somebody who can understand what they're going through. They can give them help and support when they're in hospital. So I know with some of our families, they're often on their own in the hospital, so our family support workers will just allow them to leave the room and go and get a cup of tea and a sandwich. But we just can signpost them to other areas of support. We can put them in touch with other families going through similar challenges. Just there really at the end of the phone or in person to kind of help them in whatever way they need, really.
Why do you think the emotional support, whether that be a chat, like you said, or just somebody to sit with the child, why do you feel that is just as important as the practical help that families receive?
I think it's because it can be such an isolating thing, you know, when you're going through challenges like this. We hear often from our families that, you know, that their family and friends either don't know how to support them, or they're also so upset about what's happening. But it is just all consuming, you know, the amount of time that they have to spend in hospital. They, you know, they just often don't have their normal support network around them as much as they would need. So I think having someone from Momentum in that familiar green t-shirt who is a safe person for their child and is just, you know, a friendly face is just really, really important, and it helps with the emotional resilience that you need to kind of support your child as well.
Now, Momentum are carrying out Santa doorstep visits. Can you tell us about how this idea came about and why is it so important for the families that you support?
Yeah, for many of the families that Momentum supports, visiting Santa's grottos and getting out and about at Christmas, which many families can do, for some of them, that's just not possible because of the treatment they're going through or the illness. It's just too risky to leave the house because picking up infections or they're just too poorly. So we obviously really wanted to make sure that those children don't miss out on the magic of Christmas. So we came up with the idea of organising Santa to go to their house. So and that could be in various different ways. We have, you know, Santa often arrives on a Harley Davidson motorbike, or he'll drive on a car, but whatever way we can, we'll arrange for Santa to go to that child's house and deliver presence and just bring that magic to their own home.
So these visits are happening over this weekend, the 6th and the 7th of December. Santa will be travelling across Surrey, Sussex and London, visiting the families you support. What kind of reactions have you seen from children and parents previously?
Well, it's so special, as you can imagine. It's just, you know, that it's such a surprise and it's just so magical to see the children's faces when they see Santa and the elves on their doorstep, and quite often neighbours come out as well. And it's just so lovely because they are often so poorly. Some of them may not have left the house for a long time. So I think for them, for the siblings as well, for their brothers and sisters, and for the mums and dads, it's just a lovely, lovely, special kind of occasion for them. Just means they're not missing out.
What do you want listeners to understand about the difference these small moments of joy and magic can make to families going through incredibly tough times?
I think it's just about, you know, children, whether they're going through illness or not, they deserve a childhood. Christmas is such a special moment in childhood. So we just want to make sure that any child that's going through something like this doesn't miss out on that. And I think giving them special moments like this are just lovely little breaks in their otherwise quite relentless hospital appointments and feeling poorly and missing their friends at school and missing out on things. So for us, it's just about, you know, raising enough money so that we can keep doing this and reaching more families that need it.
And finally, how can people support Momentum or get involved this Christmas?
Yeah, well, there's lots of ways they can. This week is the Big Gift Challenge. So if anyone donates this week, their donation is doubled, which is absolutely amazing. We also have a lovely Christmas spectacular concert happening at All Saints Church in Kingston on Thursday, the 11th of December. And that is a fantastic performance from the Lane Theatre Arts Choir. So carols that people can join in with, but also songs from musicals. And the church is amazing. So it's going to be a lovely evening. So people can buy tickets for that on the Momentum website, and all the money will obviously help us reach children this Christmas and beyond. So anything that people want to do, they can go on the website, they can buy tickets, they can donate. And we just appreciate any support that people can give us.
Sarah, thank you so much for sharing with us the fantastic festive work Momentum are doing to make Christmas special for families this year and beyond. You can read more about Momentum's work and how to support them on the Radio Jackie website. Sarah, thank you. Hello, Ellen. Thank you so much for joining me today to talk to Radio Jackie about your story. So let's start with you telling us a little bit about Oliver and his health conditions.
Okay, absolutely. So Oliver is a happy, fun 4-year-old boy, but living with very complex medical health needs. So he has no current unifying diagnosis, but he's under genetics for a possible neuromuscular condition. So at the moment, we're just dealing with the kind of symptoms, really. So he has muscle weakness. He has a feeding tube, so he's nil by mouth. He has a colostomy bag, and he's had about 9 surgeries in the last 15 months.
You said previously that you still don't have a diagnosis for Oliver. I believe that's almost 2.5 years on. Can you tell us how that uncertainty has affected you and your family?
I mean, it is difficult, but to be honest, we try to keep positive and looking at the idea that there isn't kind of a definite kind of direction that this is going to take. So I try and keep positive about it and look to, you know, the little wins that we have with him and, yeah, just enjoying life with him.
Can you tell us, what does day-to-day life look like for you caring for Oliver?
So Oliver requires kind of 24/7 care, and I'm very lucky that he does have some carers that provide care overnight for him, and some during the day as well. But yes, he needs to be fed every 90 minutes. His stomach, unfortunately, doesn't work very well, so he needs to have feeding every kind of 90 minutes, and then he has to have a stomach drain attached after an hour, and then the process goes on over a 24-hour period.
You've spoken before about how Momentum have supported you. How did you first come across Momentum, and how have they supported you through this challenging time?
So I first came across Momentum when I was in hospital with Oliver, and one of their family support workers reached out and said, I've seen that you've been here a lot. And we just had a discussion about kind of what was going on, and just that he was in hospital constantly with this kind of unknown, mainly chest infections at that point. And then it was over time that we realized that he was missing kind of milestones in his development, and he had this muscle weakness, and then obviously he had to have feeding tubes and things like that. So the family support worker reached out and then said that they would like to support us as a family. And to be honest, they've just been an absolute lifeline for us. They've got support workers in hospital. We've been lucky enough to stay in one of their respite cabins. I get regular check-ins with the family support worker. And it's really just such a tailored support for us as an individual family.
What difference has it made to you having a support worker there during hospital visits?
It's been huge, really, because sometimes it's very lonely being in hospital, especially when he's been in for 2 or 3 weeks. And I don't really see many people because my mum's at home with my other two children, and we're in St. George's, which is far from home. And it's just really nice to see a friendly face. And Ollie absolutely loves seeing the support workers as well. So it's a real lift.
Now, Christmas is around the corner. Can you tell us what Christmas normally looks like in your household?
I would say slightly chaotic. I've got three children, 8, 6, and obviously Ollie, who's 4. It's lots of fun, but absolute chaos at the same time. So
brilliant, as it should be. So this year, Santa Claus himself is coming directly to your door. What does this special visit mean for Oliver and your family?
It means the world, to be honest. Because of Oliver's condition, so many things have to be cancelled right at the last minute. And it has a massive effect on, you know, the other two children as well. Oliver has very compromised immune system, so we can't go to busy places because he might pick up an infection. So we tend to just stay at home a lot. And the fact that Santa is actually going to come and visit us is going to be huge. Just magical. Can't wait.
Why is it so important for families such as yourselves who can't always visit a traditional grotto to experience that Christmas magic around this time of year?
I think it's important because it means so much to every child. And I think because my other two children have missed out on so much because of Oliver's condition, it's a way of just including the three of them together rather than trying to take two of them out and then Oliver having to stay with his carer. I think it's just such a wonderful opportunity to share something as a family.
Finally, what would you like people listening to know about families who are caring for children with complex, undiagnosed, perhaps, conditions?
I think it's been very difficult, but at the same time, there's so many positives to take. We, you know, it's really important that we take one day at a time, celebrate those small wins, and just be grateful. And I think in terms of for the listeners who are hearing about these amazing charities that are providing, they are such a lifeline to families like myself. And I think that the support that they provide with their donations and just giving opportunities to you know, the experiences we've had has made such a difference to our lives.
Ellen, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. You can read more about Oliver's journey and Momentum Children's Charity on the Radio Jackie website.